He's the integrative cardiologist with a heart. It's the Dr. Decker Weiss Show.
We are on alert. We are on the quack watch alert. Is faith healing real or is it a fraud? Is it just killing children? Or is it a spiritual right? Is it a spiritual right if a child dies that the child dies in the way that the parents believe in? Boy, this is all legal issue. Remembering that Dr. Weiss is not an attorney, that I am a physician, and understand that as I am going through whether or not I believe that faith healing is a quackery mess that's killing children or a wonderful thing in the world, understand that I'm coming at it from a science perspective, from a medical perspective. Now, part of what's bringing this all together is in Albany, Oregon, there was parents of a 12-year-old girl who had died because they withheld treatment for her type 1 diabetes. Her name was Sybil Rossiter, the daughter of Travis and Winona Rossiter, and she died at her home from complications related to the untreated type 1 diabetes. Now, understand that type 1 diabetes is simply where your pancreas, whether it's by autoimmune disease or which is what we usually think it is, but your pancreas is just not making insulin. And a simple shot once or twice a day or an implantable pump can bring you to close to or a normal full lifespan. And the discovery of insulin, and it's one of the reasons why this is particularly out there as a case, because the discovery of insulin was a landmark, was a giant in medical history. And it saved, you know, we were literally watching people pee out their body. Their urine smelled of sugar, versus where the diabetes mellitus or mellitus terms came from. They were just peeing out all of their body until they slowly wasted and died. And we were now able to give them a shot of a substance and then they would live. It was rock star history for medicine, one of our biggest breakthroughs. This girl died in the eyes of physicians unnecessarily, and in my eyes as well. Do I feel that these parents were being duped or manipulated? I don't know, because I haven't talked to them. But understand that type 1 diabetes usually only shortens the normal lifespan, maybe 5 to 8 years, but if it's left untreated, it'll cause stroke, kidney damage, peripheral neuropathy, everything, and then they'll finally waste away and they will sweat out their body and that's it. A 12-year-old child died for this. Is it, you want to know, is faith healing real scientifically? The answer is yes. Sorry. Kevin, who's our producer, he wanted to know the quick short answer. Faith healing is real. Faith healing is not quackery. There is many, many studies out on prayer, decreasing violence, prayer and healing, where they have people on one side of the country pray for an unknown person, but a condition, they might give them a number or whatever, and another part of the country, and they do better. Faith healing, energy healing, from Tibet to the Christians, has worked in research. It is better than placebo. Maybe that's my opinion on the research, but we're talking about dozens and dozens of studies. And when you look at physics, it works too. When you just look at the way that the physical universe works, if you watch movies like What the Bleep Do We Know, you can understand that it works. So for quack watch purposes, understand that faith healing is real. It is not a fraud. However, in my opinion, what these people did is criminal. Let me explain. I'm sorry if I'm giving you a double standard, but please hear me out. Zealots don't work. If you only believe in one model of healing, you are mistaken. I see this with homeopathy. My own daughter was a little girl and she had a fungal infection that would have been cured by a simple salve. Went to a homeopath. The homeopath, and I use homeopathy all the time. I love homeopathy. But the homeopath wasn't getting it, and the fungal infection was spreading. And it was spreading. And it was spreading. Finally, my wife took her down to a different doc, and the doctor said she has to go on oral antifungals, cream antifungals, and for almost 3 months, my wife had to basically tie her hands down and change her sheets and go through these things every day until it resolved. And what was the cause? The cause wasn't that homeopathy was a fraud. The cause was zealousness, that the homeopath kept saying, don't do anything else. Listeners, I want you to faith heal. If you believe in prayer, will help somebody who's critically ill, I agree with you. I agree with you as a cardiologist. I agree with you as an integrative physician. And I agree with you because, in my opinion, I have seen this work. Also, I agree with you because of research studies. But understand, if you go to a doctor who only uses Chinese medicine and says, I will never, ever use a Western herbalism, I will never, ever use homeopathy, I'm only Chinese medicine, you probably will have problems. And there's no reason to. There's absolutely no reason to. Look, one of the gifts 2013 has for us is our eclecticness. So I can go, when I have a bad back, I can go to an acupuncturist. If I just want to go to a medical doctor, I could just get pharmaceuticals. And, let me digress for a second. If they would have only done insulin for this child, would that have been right? No. They also need nutrition. They also need, in my opinion, antioxidants. They also need to look at technology to make, to allow her pancreas, either through some other therapy or diet or whatever, to maybe make more of its insulin. I don't know, but it's not like this girl should have just used insulin either. I would have been fine if she would have used insulin and prayer. And faith healing. I would have loved it. As an integrative physician, hey, the more the merrier. If you as parents and the daughter believe in it, absolutely. Do I think a little girl's type 1 diabetes has been reversed by faith healing? I don't know if that's happened. I'm not going to say it didn't happen, but I do not know if that's ever actually happened. But what I'm telling you here is the thing that killed this little girl was being a zealot. It was locking into one system. We are doing our Quack Watch. We are talking about faith healing, and we are talking about the death of Sybil Rossiter. And we are saying that we, or myself as an integrative physician, I will tell you that I believe faith healing is real. I believe that prayer, meditation, laying on of hands, whatever you want to call it, helps heal. The mistake, I believe, is when we get locked into zealots. That includes people that will only do surgery for back pain. Oh, you go to see the orthopedist, they see that there's a herniated disc. The only thing you can do is surgery. No, that's not right either. Physical therapy has to be looked at. Anti-inflammatory diet has to be looked at. Acupuncture has to be looked at. Distractive therapies that open up the spine have to be looked at. Going to church, talking with your pastor, and praying for your back. I love it. I think it's great. Somebody who lays on hands and energetically is working on healing. Somebody that you go to see as your doctor smiles and says, listen, your back's going to be good, and you just laugh and you feel a little bit safer that night. I'll take it all day long. So don't you quack watch my faith healing. But your pastors out there, you need to talk to your groups. These people follow you, pastors, and we have an office pastor named Don Pfeffer in my office who's worked, and you need to understand that that pastor is part of the cure for your kid, but not the exclusive cure for your kid. So pastors, rabbis, all of you religious leaders out there, please let your people know that they can use systems in addition to faith healing to keep your children safe. But for Quack Watch purposes, I love faith healing, and I love the power of prayer, and you're not going to take that power of prayer away from me. And that's how we roll at RadioMD and RadioMD.com, where we say, go to those pastors and get healed, but don't overlook everything else. Be an eclectic. Use a variety of modalities, and that's what's going to keep you healthy and well, mind, body, and spirit. Radio MD and RadioMD.com.